Mem Vav Amud Beis in the middle. Amar Le Resh Galusa Le Rav Sheshes. So Afagav Durabana and Kashishi, even though the rabbis are very how do you translate Kashishi?
What is it? Venerable here.
What do you have?
I have
elderly.
Although you are elderly rabbis.
Yeah. Interesting. Kashishi, I thought it meant like very wise or something.
So venerable
like that.
Is the better word.
Venerable, maybe.
So here it's also elderly.
Now, Asun, yeah. Asun
Parsi. Venerable means elderly and elderly respectful.
Right, respectable, or whatever. So then he says, Parsai b'tarchesuda b'ki min aichu. The Persians are even greater in their etiquette.
Expertise. Oh, no, it does say etiquette, but they're experts in regard to.
Minachu b'zman shehen shas, b'man shehen shtei mitos. When there are two beds to recline on, some kind of.
Divans.
I don't know what that is. What code is, how is it translated in the art scroll? Some kind of
couches.
Leaning? Couches?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The more prominent, yeah.
I'm going to need a little bit of, I don't know if there's directional analysis in the art scroll here, but I'm going to need some of one in a second. So you have two of these couches. Gadol Mesiv Barosh, so the greatest one sits at the head. I don't know what that means.
He reclines first.
Right, he reclines first at the head. Visheni lo lamala himenu, and the second one is above him.
You have them lined up. Here's one. Here's the head of the first one.
Was that a bird's eye view?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
So the more important person is on this one. His head is here. The second person's couch is back here.
Well, why doesn't that mean that he's at the head of the other one's foot or something like that? Like, how do you determine what's above and what's below?
Right, so it says, the greater of the two people reclines first, and the person second him of importance reclines on the divan above him alongside his head.
Maybe like a T?
Could be. But somewhere, like, he's more forward in his...
L'mal himena shalishi lo limita... Hold on, did I just skip? B'rosh v'shein lo l'mal himena u'b'zman shim shalosh gadol mitzv pe'emtza. The greater one is in the middle. That must be what it means. That it's a T, basically. Okay. And the greater one is in the middle. And his second in command is at his head, perpendicular at his head. And the third in command is perpendicular at his feet. So, Amar Lei, V'chi Bai Ishtuye Bahadei.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That he wishes to
speak with him. He has to sit up.
Oh, Vayishu Vaday Mitaret Terutse Vyasif Umishtai Vaday. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
You have to sit up.
To talk to him. He shouldn't be reclining while he's talking.
No, that's not what it means. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
That the fact that they're making him get up is the problem?
It says, for as long as he remains reclined, his head will be facing away from the one reclining on a couch above his head.
And he's got to look up, as opposed to the one at the bottom. He can see them from where he is. He can look down. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's what it is. So Amar Lei Shani Parsai de Machvile b'machog b'machog.
They use their hands.
What does that have to do with
they
anything?
They gesture a lot, so you have to
that's
see
right.
them.
The sign language, that's what it was. Mar Imrash is a reminder by a name by Beremiza. They use sign language, so it's okay. You don't have to get up. Okay. And that's a better system than the rabbis did. I don't know. So my Mishonim Mehecha Maschilin. When it comes to the first washing for bread, so where do you start? So Amar Lei Min HaGadol. So the greatest person, the greatest stature person, starts with the water.
Persian then Jews washed for bread. Interesting.
I think it's talking about the rabbis.
We might be going back to the rabbis now. I don't know.
We're talking about the Persians.
No, it's still Persians actually. It's
yes.
Talking about other Persians.
Hold on. Says Rashi. Rashi says Kamar Leil Rish Galusa Mehecha Meschlin Parsayim Ma'im Rishonim. That's right. He's still asking Rish Galusa. He's asking him, when do the Persians do their washing first? Do their washing. So they say first it's the greatest of them. So they say Yeshiv Gadol Yishmor Yadav Ashenot and Kulan. So the greatest person there is going to be washing his hands. He's going to be waiting for everybody else. He's just sitting there waiting. So Amar Lei La'alter Maisu Taka Kameh. No, they bring him the table right away. They don't make him wait for everybody else. he can start eating right away.
Right, these Persian Gentiles are very machner. They even do mayim achronim.
Yeah, here we go. Mayim achronim hechem askelin. When they wash their hands afterwards, so where do they start? Amar leh min hakatan. So that they start from the least important, the least of in status. V'galu yasi v'yadim zumos hashinot nekulon. He's going to sit there with dirty hands while everybody else has the clean hands. So amar leh lo mesalki tak mekamei adin te namti mayo l'gabei. They still allow him to eat. So it's true, his hands are dirty, but he gets to eat while everybody else is sitting there watching him eat. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Ana Masnisa Yadana. We have a Braisa that tells us otherwise, or we know what to do from a Braisa, Titania. Ketzat Sidra Seba, what's the order of leaning? Bisman Shein Shnei Mitos, when there are two couches. Gadol Mesiv Barosh, Visheni Lo Lamata, Himenu. His second in command is below him, against what the Persians do. Bizman Shein Shalosh, when there are three couches. Gadol Mesiv Barosh, Sheni Lo Lamala, Himenu Shlishi Lo Lamata. So when there are three, they do the same. Yeah. When there are two, it's different. Why did it change? I don't know.
It would be like when people are walking. Also, you have importance of the one in the middle. If they're walking only two people, then importance of right and left. If you have three people, the one in the middle is the most important.
I don't know. I don't know why there would be a difference with the second in command when there's another person there. Okay. So the Gemara says, so similarly, the gadol starts with ma'am rishonim. I don't know, if it doesn't say anything, I'll bring the table to him right away. But ma'am achronim, bizman shem, hey, when there are only five people, you start with the greater person so that he doesn't have to wait, because he doesn't have to wait so long, there's only five people. Ubizman shem, mea, maschim and a katan, ashimagim, etel, hey, vichos maschim and a gadol. You do the first 95. There are 100. You do the first 95, and then you start with hey. You start with the last five, and that's when the gadol should do. So it's sort of like an in-between shita, that you give him sort of preferential treatment, but you also allow him to go a little earlier than everybody else.
No, you earlier when depends. It's when there's only a few. You right. Do later when it's going to take a long time for the process. So
yeah, ulimakom ulimakom shemayim achronim chozrim l'shem bracha chozeres. The person that does my machronim does the benching. Is that
the
what
last
it
one to get it is the one that benches?
Says Rashi, when you get to five, the first person of those five, the gadol, is the one that's benching. If somebody else benches at those last five, so the meaning of the fifth to last person always benches. That's what it means. Mesayla Rabbi Rav. We saw this before a few dafim ago on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Rabbi Chia Havu Yasu Sudas Lekamei De Rabbi Amalei. We saw this before also. Rabbi LeRav Kumash Yadech. So go wash your hands. So Chazid the Kamarses. He thought that maybe he was Rav got all out of sorts because he thought that he was being reprimanded for his dirty hands. So Amalei, so then Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi says to him, Bar Pichsi, the son of the nobleman or something, right? Ayin bebirkas mezona kamralach. He wants you to just to lead benching. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about that your hands are dirty. Tana Rabbanan ein mechabdin lo bedirachim lo begsharim velo biyadayim mezuamos. Period. We'll probably stop here. That you do not give honor to people on the way. Rashi says, lomar with me, to tell them to go to the bathroom first.
And to wash his hands first.
To wash his hands first, okay. Overlo b'gisharim, and not on a bridge. I guess it's dangerous, maybe.
Either on traveling on roads or when passing over bridges.
You don't give any honors, okay? You don't give any honor when it comes to washing your hands for mayim achronim, which is again presumably against what we just said, that you give a little bit of kivud, you give him the fifth to last. See, so it's early, but he's not.
But maybe he's distinguishing because of situations of danger or whatever. So mayim achronim is depending on
right.
Why you're doing.
You're
mayim
saying
achronim.
It's different. It used to be a different reason. That could be. Okay, Shkaya.